Macmillan Audio presents Rose of Jericho by Alex Gresham. Read for you by John Perhala. She had the perpetual sense, as she watched the taxicabs, of being out, out, far out to sea, and alone. She always had the feeling that it was very, very dangerous to live even one day. Virginia Woolf, Mrs. Dalloway, 1925. 1881, Nicodemus, Kansas. Moses Burke met Katie Foster at a 4th of July potluck in a meadow beside the churchyard. It was a hot day, and Moses had taken off his shirt. A bandana tied around his neck soaked up the sweat rolling off his scalp. He spotted Katie across the freshly mowed field of dandelion stalks, her hair clipped short, her dark face shiny as a river rock. She looked up, and he looked away, embarrassed to be caught. And when he looked again, she was making her way toward him, carrying two plates, mounted high, with beans and potato salad. Her shoulders were bare, and her hips swayed, and Moses could almost smell the heat coming off her skin. She stopped 3 feet from him and held out one of the plates.
"I don't know about the beans," she said, "but I made the potato salad myself. And you shouldn't eat it. I think the mayonnaise was off."
When he laughed, she frowned at him and shook her head.
"I'm serious," she said.
"Then why bring it?"
"My Aunt Vita said I had to bring something."
He took a bite anyway, holding the fork up first so she would see he'd speared a big chunk of potato. The flavor was disagreeable, sour and tangy, and he swallowed without chewing, then scooped up another forkful. Katie grabbed the plate from him and tipped it, sliding its contents into the grass.
"Okay, then," she said. "If you don't die, come by Vita's home after church next Sunday, and I'll walk with you. But I won't go farther than the mill."
Moses nodded and watched her walk away before he wiped his tongue on the sweaty bandana. Then he found his mother and made her show him Aunt Vita's house. Moses and Katie were married that autumn. They bought a small farmhouse down the road from his mother, and they painted it blue. Moses, who could climb a tree like a squirrel but did not like being on ladders, painted the ground floor and watched from below as Katie painted the second story, climbing halfway up to hand her brushes and pails and rags, ready to catch her if she fell. In the evenings, he filled the bathtub and scrubbed cornflower paint from her arms, from her face, from her hair. He built furniture, a three-legged stool that wobbled, unless it was placed on uneven ground, a sofa with one arm that came loose when they leaned on it. He built fires. Katie would lay with her head on his shoulder, and they would talk about their lives before they found one another. Each of them had seen hardship and evil in other places, in other times. But hardship and evil were distant memories now, miles away from their little blue home. They made love on a thin green rug his mother had stitched from scraps of old dresses and skirts. They made love on bare wooden floors and laughed as they plucked splinters from one another's backs. They made love standing up and sitting down and in fields covered with scratchy hay. They made love with a glance, with a smile, and with a whispered word. A month after their anniversary, Katie got sick. She wasted away over the winter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?